All right, we will start with Greek. All right, let's see. Let's get Eddie. Let's hear the Greek alphabet.
Greek alphabet. Yeah, 22.
All 22. 22 letters.
22 letters. Alpha, beta, gamma, delta, epsilon. Epsilon, eta, theta, eta, theta,
iota,
iota, kappa, kappa, pi,
no, lambda,
pi,
mu.
Nu, P, Mo, Nu, C, Omicron.
Okay.
And P, Pi, Psi. Psi, omega.
Okay. All right. It's tough. It's tough. It's tough. Don't you hate it when somebody calls on you and you don't know the answer? It's almost given. You've got to go over that so you say it in your sleep. Okay. And they're just not natural letters like what we're used to. So don't worry at all. Let's see, Barry can do it. He's over there memorizing quickly. Short-term memory, Dory.
Alpha, beta, gamma, delta, epsilon. Zeta, eta, theta, iota, kappa. Lambda, mu, nu. Lambda, mu, nu. Cosine. Question?
Yeah, it's just Kasai. I thought I was just gonna Kai, but Kasai, yes.
Oh yeah, so Omicron.
Mm-hmm.
Lambda.
No, who said it? Pi.
I already said that already, Pi, Rho, Sigma, Tau, Upsilon.
Then the four last ones, remember? Phi.
Phi, Chi.
Psi.
Psi, Omega.
Omega, okay, good. Alright. I tried to give it to you in groups, so if you memorize each group, that helps you go, alright, I'm in the last group. Here's Phi. Phi, Psi. Omega. All right, DM, with a big smile on your face. Give it a shot.
All right. Alpha, beta, gamma.
Give it up. Next person. No, sorry.
Alpha, beta, gamma, delta, epsilon. Zeta, eta, theta, iota. It was just there. It's going iota. No. Lambda.
Kappa.
Kappa. Yeah. Lambda, mu, nu. Cosi. Omicron. Pi. Rho. Sigma. Tau. Upsilon. Phi. Chi. Psi. Omega.
Beautiful. John.
Alpha, beta, gamma, delta, epsilon. Zeta, eta, theta. Iota, kappa, lambda, mu, nu, lambda, mu, nu, xi, omicron, then it goes to, pi, rho, sigma, tau, epsilon, phi, chi, psi, omega.
Okay. Gina.
Alpha, alpha, beta, gamma, delta, epsilon, theta, eta, theta, iota, kappa, lambda, mu, psi, omega, pi, rho, sigma, tau, epsilon, pi, phi, psi, omega.
Control alt delete. I mean, wow, it's like a robot. Wow. So see, you had the hardest part because I picked you first. Yeah, so it's just out of that hat. Yeah. That's right. So we weren't all humiliated. 7 vowels. What are the 7 vowels, Dan?
Alpha, epsilon, eta, iota, omicron, omega, upsilon.
It's actually upsilon, omega.
Yeah. I wanted to do the, I do the E's together and the O's together, but I'll...
That's okay. Good enough. You understand these are the vowels. Okay, well, look, we have the diphthongs as well, and there are 8 diphthongs. And you just need to get familiar so that you see them right off the bat. Okay. We talked last week about memorizing some verbs. Let's see how well you've done. Who knows what that is? I know it's ago, but what does the word mean? Say, ago.
I bring.
I leave. I go. Okay. Blepo, our favorite word. What's blepo say? I see. And what about, what's that next one, Barry? Say the word and then tell me what it says. Right, it's gnosko. It's not gnosko. That's like a Boston accent, you know? Gnosko. That's right. Get off my gnosko. All right, so, yes. And then, what's that one? What's this one?
A word?
Yes, this word and then the meaning.
Grapho, a word.
Grapho, yes.
I write.
Good. Yeah, I'm trying to remember if I said a word or not. I write. Just think of pencils use what we call pencil lead is actually something called graphite. That's actually a piece of graphite. So it's just a writing stone or writing material. So grapho, I write graphics. Okay. Next one, Dan.
Fellow.
That's what I'm doing right now about your Greek ability. I wish. Fellow, yeah. I wish. You should have these on cards and should just go through and say, fellow, I wish. All right. What's this next one? Hempo?
I send.
Like I'm about to do the damn. Send. Okay, next one. Keep going. John.
Akuo. I hear.
Yes. Acoustics. Barry.
Lego.
British.
Ouch.
Up.
Oi.
I say, ouch. I tried to help you the whole time. Lego. I say.
I know. Sorry.
All right. Good word here. What's this one, Dan?
Duo.
It's too old.
I believe.
That's right. Great. What's that one, Eddie?
A-H-O.
No. It's just a K. It's a K sound.
Echo.
I
Hum.
Mm-hmm. I have or I hold.
I have or I hold.
Very good.
Yeah.
I have or I hold. All right. And Gina?
I find.
That's right. I find. Look what I found. And then, there we go, Dan.
I know it's Lombano, but I don't know. Lombano.
Something like that.
I take.
And receive, yes. I take or receive. As Jesus said in John 14, if I go and prepare a place for you, I will come and receive you unto myself. I'll lambano you. All right. H sound words, let's see. Barry, what's that?
What does it mean?
Yes, sir, say it. And what does it mean?
Hordos.
Hadas. Hadas.
Hadas. Means...
It's either my way or the...
Highway.
Good. Hadas, the highway. Go into the highways and hedges. Okay. Hadas. What's that one, John?
Oh,
the. It's the. It's an adjective, the. And we already did this, but just for review.
Yoritsu.
Right? No, that is always, the X is always a K sound, right? But we've got the mark here, so it's, and I don't make an emphasis on the other one, but it's...
Yorisco.
Just Heurisco. Heurisco.
Heurisco.
Excellent. And it means?
Heurisco, I found.
Good. Heurisco. I found. I find. Very good. Excellent. Next one, Gina.
I don't really know what it means, but I just...
Oh, okay. Do you know what it means?
Worthy.
Worthy, all right. Hikanas. And then, what's that one? You don't know that one, Dean?
I
am.
Hilaros.
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 That means hilarious, cheerful.
Oh, cheerful. Yeah. Good. God loves a cheerful giver. So, amen. People who go around the offering box should start laughing. That's a hilarious act, amen. Barry?
Hideous.
Yeah. We call it, yeah, hideous?
Ugly.
Ugly! No, don't say hideous. It's like hedonism. When somebody is hedonistic, they're living only for pleasure. For self, alright? That's that. That is not hideous. Like, alright, that's another word.
Alright. What does it mean then?
Hadios. Hadios is glad. Gladly.
Gladly?
Yes, glad. Gladly. Alright? And then, who was next? Oh, that's John. Helios?
Helios is bright light.
Must move to the light. The sun, yes. Yes. Verb actions. What are case endings? Somebody describe what is a case ending. Well, it has a case ending tells you mood, tense, number of people. It tells you the mode, the voice. We talk about the tone in our voice and things like that. That was all contained in each word. You didn't actually, in Greek, you didn't have to actually get angry to actually say something angry. You know, the tone of the word was actually in the word. We add the tone to our words now. All right. So we talked about, I believe it was last week. Let's see if we'll just make this thing work. We talked about tenses. Your tense tells you whether it is in the past tense, present tense, future tense. Mode is whether it is making a statement, has potential, or is imperative. It's making a command. Your voice, which is it active? Am I causing it? Is it middle? Am I doing it to myself? Or is it passive, someone doing it to me? So it's always things going on around me. Who remembers what a thematic vowel is?
Or is it the O before
nu, and then epsilon before all others. Yes, before all these other prepositions. Okay, not prepositions, all these pronouns. So when you have singular and plural endings, what we did was I showed you normally. Now this is not fixed. These things change with different case endings, but these are generally omi, ace, esi, omen, ete, asi, ansi, ansi. That's your basic ones. It's omi, ace, esi. You got to know that those are my singular personal pronouns. And amen, ete, ansi are my plural pronouns. So you can remember those things, but as you go through and we look at our present indicative active, present indicative middle and present indicative passive and future indicative middle and so on and so forth, these things will change, but these are your basic ones you've got to memorize. So you work from there. Conjugating verbs, all right? Just so that you know, the present indicative active, which we will note as a PIA, say these words, it's a verb saying that these things are occurring in the present, like I say, or I am saying, I am sitting, okay? And so, yeah, when you have just the omega on the end, it's saying, this is what I'm doing right now, okay? So blepo, is that present indicative active or present indicative middle or present indicative? It's active. Lumbano, I am receiving it right now. You don't know if it's short term, long term, if you've always been receiving it. You don't know, but it's saying I'm doing it right now. Present indicative middle, again, middle is me in the middle. Just imagine that. Okay? It's the fact that I'm doing it, but I'm doing it to myself. All right? So, we would say I'm talking to myself. But you could do that all in one word in Greek. All right? So if I said, I am talking to myself. How many words is that? 6 words? Well, you did that all in one word in Greek.
Yeah.
Okay? So that's how it works. Kind of a compact package. And then present indicative passive. Somebody's doing it to me and I'm just, you know, they're feeding me or they're combing my hair. You know what I'm saying? Somebody's doing it to you, alright? You're being passive to it. I have these. Now there'll be more, but I thought I'd just give out these so that you can make sure that you have them written down right or whatever. But this is your first list you have to memorize.
What to be beaten is.
To be beaten.
I was just wondering what Paul would say.
I am being beaten.
You know? Okay, well, to be, when you say to be is infinitive, it means nothing, the action hasn't happened, but it's potential. But I am being beaten. Wow, that would be your present indicative. Present indicative passive of, I don't know what the beaten word is. You got me on my 300 words, but I don't know. Alright, so you need to be able to go through and go and just say these words and know what it is that we're saying. Now, I put them in two groups. Notice, present indicative active, singular, plural, and infinitive. Did you see what I just did?
Singular.
Alright.
3, 3, 1.
3, 3, 1. So, break that thing across there. Leave this last one as the last thing for you to memorize. So, it's O, Ace, A, Amen, Ete, Un, Usi. And then, oh my, omi, a, ete, ametha, espa, antai, and then esthai. Now usually when you're translating, you're going to be able to go to a chart that tells you what's happening. Okay, you're not going to need to absolutely memorize these forever and ever and ever. But it's just to get familiar with them. And then, amai, again, present indicative middle and present indicative passive, are they the same or are they different?
They're the same.
Yes, context tells you whether it's happening to you or you're doing it to yourself. Yeah. It's always in reference. Present, you can middle and passive. It's always in reference to me.
Right.
Okay. So somebody's doing it to me or I'm doing it to myself. All right. Give me an example where... here's one. And Peter warmed himself by the fire. All right. So that is him doing it to himself. You understand what I'm saying? So there's times like that. It's not very often you see somebody doing something to themselves. It's always somebody doing something to them or they're doing something, okay? But it does occur. All right. So these are things just for you to have on hand so that you can go, ah, that word is present indicative past or passive. Now, noun endings. Notice all of these end in os. Anybody remember what hartos is?
Red.
Gina. Yeah, okay. Red. Hartos. What's the next one, Eddie?
Throne.
That's the throne, but say the word for me.
In
Greek.
Thronos.
Alright, now you have your O too long. It's got to be Thronos.
Thronos.
Hartos. That's an A. So Thronos. Throne. We'd say throne, but it's Thronos. Alright, John?
Kronos,
this is not, this is not Klingon Homeworld, okay, Kronos.
Cosmos.
Cosmos. Right? And cosmos means
world,
but not earth. Right? When it says, for God so loved the world, he did not say, and he said, here, cosmos, for God so loved the world, it does not mean that he loved the dirt and the rocks. He talked about the world of people. That's the world.
Okay.
If he would have meant the dirt, he would have said earth.
Terra.
Well, terra is your Latin. Okay. So, okay. So he loved the people. He loved the world politic, as they would say, okay?
Yeah.
Not really, but anyway. Now, Barry.
Lithos.
Uh-huh.
Stone.
Stone, all right. Very good. And, Daniel?
Logos, word.
Word, that's a very familiar one we should be very familiar with by now.
Yeah.
And back to you, Gina. Law. Well done. Hakos. That was a little bit tough. What is that? You're very good.
Crowd.
He may not be able to do all of his alphabet, but he knows every one of his words. Amen. Very good. Hakos. All right. I don't know. There's some things I can remember, some things I don't.
Okay.
All right, now this is kind of interesting. John?
Tapas. Is that a place?
Place. Like a topographical map. Mm. Tapas. Barry? There's Klingon homeworld.
Kronos. Kronos. Sorry, is it?
Time. Time. And then, Dan?
Poilos.
It kind of does, but you gotta
just study.
No, Philos, Philadelphia.
Oh, friends.
Friend.
Yeah.
Friend.
Friend.
As in friendly love. Okay,
yeah.
That's a friend.
Philos.
All right, one more I added to your list, and who is that? Anthropos. All right. Now, noun case endings. How many normal case endings are there? 5. But there are literally 8. And I was sitting there thinking about this last night at midnight. You know, we're learning a science to the Greek language. But when you get into the Greek text and you open up your Greek text and you're not using your interlinear at first, you're looking at just the Greek text, looking at the words. There are going to be exceptions, just like there are in English. I before E, except after C. There are all, you know, you wish it was just always I before E. Always I before E in a vowel sequence. But it's not. There are lots of exceptions. And even in Greek, there are some times where you're learning these five key systems, and then something doesn't fit. It's because it goes off into the older eight-case system. Again, as you go along in time, things simplify or get ruined, whatever way you want to look at it. So just stay with the five case, but realize when you're translating, when you're looking at words, you'll go, but this doesn't fit what I learned. Well, number one, we're in introduction class, that's all. Number two, that's why people go to seminary and spend 8 years trying to learn some of this stuff. Because sometimes, especially in Koine Greek is what we call common language Greek, and people would say things that were outside the rules, and yet it became part of the rule. Okay, so a case ending, again, there are five basic case endings. Does anybody remember what they were? Nominative, genitive, dative. Well, dative is the eight case system. Yeah, dative, accusative, and vocative. Anybody want to tell me what a vocative case ending is telling you?
Emphatic.
I like that. Excellent. Okay, vocative is vocal. It's I know, but I want to make sure, I mean, if you say it, you can, and you get praised, you might remember it. Evocative is where you're vocal about something. Oh, Lord. You know? Accusative. Now, that sounds like you're accusing somebody, but it's actually putting the emphasis on your direct object. It's pointing. It is kind of just saying, and they're doing such and such, okay? Dative is the noun is receiving the action. The dative and the accusative are usually about the same. Genitive is telling you whether they are possessing it. You know, how do we say something is genitive in English? We put an apostrophe there, right? This is John's pointer, right? That's genitive. It belongs to John. That's what it's saying, okay? And then dative is telling you what is the subject? I'm sorry. Nominative is telling you what is the subject? Let's look at now. Here we talked about these things. Now, if I just want to say amen, I would say anthropos, not ha anthropos, right?
Yeah,
all right. So all of these are what we call adjectives, except for here. All of these are telling you something. That this is a specific item, right? So, let's say these together. I don't know if you've got... Do you have that list in yours?
That's John's word.
I don't think so. Yeah, there's John's. All right, let's see if you can say it with me. Ha, anthropos. Two, anthropon. Anthropou, sorry. Notice the oo and the oo and the ending. The endings are nearly the same. To anthropo, ton anthropon, and then anthrope. Alright, now each one of these things, ha anthropos, again it's just the normal noun, so it's got the os on the end. Alright, so it's the man. To anthropou is of the man. I'm trying to think of where in the Bible you have the phrase of the somebody. Of the crowd, or of it was of the king's mind to do such and such. It's the way that you know. A lot of times we don't think what we say; we just speak what we hear. Okay, but these things are part of speech. To anthropo is to the man. He spoke to the man, or maybe I'm speaking for the man if he's standing beside me. Okay, ton anthropon again is the man, but it's accusative. And the accusative, again, trying to get all the emphasis on the man. And then vocative, o man. So, oi, anthropoi. You notice how the ending, okay? This is just a learning exercise to know that when you have your adjective in front, the, it's going to match, usually, your endings of your adjective, the, and your noun have to match, okay? Tone, anthropon. Tois, anthropois, tous, anthropous, and just anthropoi, o men. Okay? These things you get familiar with, and if you memorize it all the better, but if this is what you're going to need in order to, at least as a chart, to be able to know who's talking, you know, who are they referring to? Are they talking to themselves or to other people? Okay. Excellent. exercises. I think, did you guys go through all those exercises or did we not? I don't think we did we? All right. You've now got these exercises where you're to translate the following nouns, except for the last two. Do not do F and G. If you can, you'll get extra points. Just do the first five, okay? And then in the number eight exercises, try and do those as well.